Morning.
Hey.
Kristen.
Hey, how are you?
Man, just yeah. I made the mistake of reading the news this morning.
I haven't read the news yet this well. I looked at the news. Is there something that may have changed between like about 6 a.m. and now that I should?
No, it's just the constant.
Yeah.
That I did not need to remind myself of this morning. But yeah, otherwise good. Commute in was fine. Hey, Boaz.
Hey, hello. How's everybody?
Hey,
Chuckle.
good.
I guess we'll wait for Kristen to join, right? Because
Yep.
she, yep.
Yeah, is Mike coming?
Don't know. Sorry. I don't know how your weeks go, but it's been another long week.
Yeah.
Yeah,
What's
I'm
making
still
it long?
recuperating from vacation,
Oh,
right?
nice, nice.
Yeah, the last week
Where'd
was very relaxing, and this week is not so much, but that's
you...
okay.
Fair. Where'd you go?
I went to Northern Michigan.
Ah, awesome.
I learned a lot more about freighters than I ever knew before.
Yep. Yeah, that's still a thing
Went
up there.
on a retired freighter and got to tour various parts of it, and
Ah, okay.
watched a really too long movie about the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
I know all about that shipwreck now.
Fair, yeah. Yep.
Okay, tell us the best piece of that shipwreck.
The best piece.
Yes.
I don't know if it's the best piece, but I guess the part that seemed like the most tragic was that the ship altered the course to avoid the storm, and if it had just stayed on course,
Oh no.
storm and gone across Lake Superior and probably not.
Oof.
That sucked. Yeah, that
Yeah.
sucked. Weather reports being not as accurate, but you know, it made the decision to try to go north around the storm, and that was the wrong decision.
Oof. Yeah.
Well, you know, you sometimes you need to stick with it.
Yep.
So many good lessons to learn from a vacation.
Yeah, Kirsten just said she's in alone in the Zoom in the wrong channel. But we're all here. So what happened there?
Don't know.
Well, let me send her the link.
I think there's two links in the invite.
There are, but one of them didn't work, so I just didn't worry about it.
I learned to go to the agenda and use that link because otherwise I never find the
Huh. fair.
Yeah, I think that's the link I just copied. Okay.
The short one.
Yeah, the one that's Open Library Foundation.
Yeah, they're both Open Library Foundation, just one is just shorter.
Hello, Kristen, you found us.
Hi. I don't know where I was. I was sitting in a Zoom meeting all on my own.
Welcome back to the fold.
Oh, good to see you all.
Likewise.
At least you're not coming from Zoom like Herr Preetz at the Bibliocom.
What?
Yeah, we all had Bayerische Staatsbibliothek and or BVB, and he was like Zoom.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, that's or you do have other problems with your appearance or something like that. That's true.
But it was funny.
I think you're running our show,
I'm
Kristen.
running your show, right? I need
Yes.
my I was in a meeting with one of my directors, so that's
Yeah.
why. And I jumping. Okay, I have the agenda and I'm sharing my screen with the agenda.
Great. It just gave us a chance to talk about the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, so that was
Yeah,
fun.
it's good.
About who?
That this freighter that went down in Lake Superior in 1975, I think, or 71. No, 75.
Okay.
So it's apparently, it may not be that famous outside of, like, say, Michigan, but.
Yeah, only in the Great Lakes region do we talk about that.
Where are we? Joe was luckily volunteering for note taking, so
On it.
just a bit of a housekeeping. Next time, who would like to run the meeting?
I thought I may have volunteered for one of the others, so here I'll volunteer.
Okay,
Wonderful.
Boaz.
And who would like to take notes next time?
I can do.
Wonderful.
Okay.
That was easy.
Cool.
So, and we decided last time that we need to talk about the Wolfcom members meeting because maybe it needs a little bit more of fine-tuning, or we need to invite people. And what I did as preparation, I looked up what is right now in the program in the agenda, and that is now it's corrected to Folio's members meeting, so not with Community Council any longer. And we announced a panel discussion and a meeting open to all Folio organizational members to discuss.
Yeah, that's what I asked Jesse to change, but he said that if we come up with something different, he's definitely open to adjust it.
And yeah, so if, I mean, the good thing is we have at least three people on site from this group who are there. I think that makes things a lot more easier to run the meeting
Right.
as if everybody is just virtually attending. But maybe we should walk through what we already had, because if we want to set up a panel discussion, we need to invite people for that panel discussion, correct? So on a very practical level.
It's coming up.
And our first idea we had, if I'm looking down, there are topics brainstorming, strategic sustainability, community growth, and hosting an infrastructure strategy. I think those three bullet points are super important.
Yeah.
And the question is, how do we fill them with life? I mean, they could be some kind of guidelines for a panel discussion would be an idea. And yeah, maybe we can brainstorm a little bit. We can start from content-based, or we can say, okay, here we have something like, maybe we should ask EBSCO to talk about what's going on with EBSCO and Folio.
Yeah.
It's one thing which would lead us to whom do we invite from EBSCO to do this talk.
I think my first instinct is Christopher. So would you like me to reach out to him and ask him?
Sure.
Okay.
Can we think of someone who was a little bit more enthusiastic in the last 2 years?
Fair.
Who would you suggest, Kristen?
I really don't know. My
Well,
I mean, should we ask Christopher, like, if maybe we give him the option to turn it over to somebody else?
yeah, we can do
That
that.
sounds very wise. I mean, we
Okay.
could say, like, we're inviting him, but if there's somebody else at ESCO who would be a good spokesperson, we're certainly open, but he might know someone who would be like a better salesperson or a better, I think it also gives a chance for EBSCO to highlight maybe people that we don't know that well yet too,
I cannot imagine that Christopher is not going to elect himself for the, and just saying, but yep, that's.
Okay, so.
It feels, I don't know, it would feel somehow inappropriate to try to go around him though, I think.
Yeah. Okay. I'll start up that discussion with him.
And the idea, like, so we're going to be asking, like, we're going to prepare a list of questions to, like, kind of, yeah, okay.
I think that's a good idea. And I'm just reading that I know we took notes at our meeting in June, and there are notes from the London meeting, and I volunteer to go into this and put it together what is maybe still valid or what we should pick up.
Right.
I have not done that until today. So
Okay.
I would do this.
Okay.
Okay.
So
I
then
think.
I think Christine, you were saying something like maybe we have suppliers talk about, like you were right, wasn't that what you were like talking about? Maybe the GBV can talk. That, or I forgot even, like the list of people you had in mind. I think you were really into this, so just pointing back at you. If I'm wrong, I'm saying Christine, not Kristen. Sorry.
Which whom of do you of us do you mean now?
You.
Christine.
Ah, okay,
No,
good. I thought you.
I actually don't know.
Kristen, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
All right,
So,
sorry. I'm con so you mean Kristen versus Kirsten?
yes, I mean you.
Okay. I heard you saying Christine, so then I was really
I'm
I was
terrible
confused.
with those two distinctions. I'm
Okay. That's
I
okay, as long as we know.
it's like the Hebrew German
Yeah.
way I go, it just doesn't work here.
Ha.
I mean, I could certainly provide some talk there from, sort of taking some of the things that I put together in that members meeting if you want. Like, what are you thinking, Boaz?
I just thought that you were coming up with this, like, how about we talk with EBSCO? How about we have a, like, I thought that you were a real fan of, like, us going to EBSCO service providers to ask those questions. So that's why I kind of, because I remember that, and we had it actually back and forth about how valuable it's going to be. But hey, like, you were into it, so why not, And like if and if I don't know, Kirsten, if there's something you want to be talking about, I hope I did that one well. But
Yeah. I
it
mean,
can.
I could be an individual member and be the panel if you want.
Okay.
I'm thinking, how can we? I mean, when I'm reading through this, then I'm realizing we already had a lot of good ideas. I mean, you said let's put down some questions. And if I'm seeing these four questions here, what is the vision of a healthy membership? What kinds of ideas can we collect? What do you expect from a member? Those are three good questions to start a discussion. And then we have different, maybe representatives from different groups. So if you say EBSCO for our biggest ship, then Index Data as another service provider, someone from GBV or a network from a non-for-profit hosting service provider, and Christine from a library, a with a good size, so not a very small library. And here we have mentioned a perspective from the non-institutional point of view. So maybe then we would like to invite someone from a SAAS service, which is a member, which is maybe not easy to find. But we have this new woman on the Community Council from Chile. I
Oh,
think
that's
they
cool.
are an SAAS service from EBSCO, and they are a member, and she is engaged. So that we have a very colorful collection of people with different views on the community, and what we need is a brilliant person who is guiding us through a good discussion.
I don't mind guiding things while I'm
Yeah.
there. If we prepare the questions and that's gonna be easy enough.
Yeah, then maybe we are putting Boaz down as leader of the discussion.
And Suzanne, you're gonna be there too, so we can kind of split the
Yeah.
one me, one you, one, like something like that.
Yeah, I'm happy to join for GBV. I mean, I'm not there, but I already looked it up. I will be there virtually. So that will be the first week. How long do we have? We have 50 minutes, right?
Gotta go fast.
So this is already, I think, the first half of an hour, quickly, very quickly, right? And how if we are managing to have a good discussion with a lot of input, how can we manage it to integrate then the rest? I mean, it's a members meeting. How can we activate then that is for the comfort zone to get accomplished to everything and coming in? What can we do then to get statements out of the audience so that we have a broader perspective?
It's kind of hard to know how many people are going to be coming in that can help here. And I forgot because I'm not like really following the schedule well enough. Does anybody know like what we can expect? Is that like
Think it is more or less after breakfast because it is a convenient. I mean, it's 9:30. I think that's not a bad slot on a Wednesday. And if we are advertising it with such a mixture of persons on the podium, isn't it attractive? And if not, what can we do to change that?
I think it's going to be a popular site. I know.
Kristen.
Yeah, I think, I'm just looking at the time and at the size of the panel, and I would think that we would get questions from the floor that may be different. And we have different panel members that could, address some of them. And so I think if we probably want to leave time for questions from the floor, and I think we'd be safe in doing so. With if we keep any, we have a few seated questions to help get people talking, but with this many people on the panel, a question from the floor is probably not going to be answered by every panelist either. And maybe different panelists can kind of take different questions and run with them. So I think it will be okay.
You're right. I have like a funny kind of maybe question for everybody. Like when you first started dreaming about joining Folio, those days. What is the distance between those ideas and dreams and where we are? Like what, like what can we do to help get to that point or something like that? And I don't know if it's the right moment to ask that question, but I think lots of people still have some theory about folio, and it's not necessarily the practice. So I'm kind of curious if there's something we're all gonna be interested in. But yeah, it can be translated into what you're writing now, Joe.
That's a good question. I was very skeptical in the beginning, but we started September 22 with Folio. It was Nolana. And now everybody, when someone asks me, I'm very, very positive about Folio,
Here we
so.
go. Oh, you see, so it's actually awesome because then we can celebrate our success also, which is important to do. We don't do that that much.
It's a good question.
Okay. I'll ask you that while you're when you're not facilitating.
But that's the answer I give everyone. So that I was very skeptical, and then Nolana, Poppy, Cresnelia, and every new release, there was something new, and it was the serials and ordering directly from the catalog. So, and that's my topic. So it got better.
What about, I mean, I totally agree to Boaz to send out a positive, some positive vibes, because we are, that's always what you need to motivate people to put more time and money into something. And how can we ask them, and what I'm always trying to address is, what would you like to change? How? And not just what would you like to change, but really additionally how. So I'm eager to avoid lengthy philosophical discussions, but good ideas what we can take to the councils, what we maybe can take to the member subgroup to work on really doing something. I mean, it's nothing new. I think I said that last year and the year before last year, but it's always a challenge. It's always easier to ask questions, of course.
Well,
And
you're
but last year we asked questions, and then the questions were sitting there.
right.
And now we have a subgroup that can take on their tech questions and direct them to problem-solving institutions or people or whatever. So that would be, for me, a way forward.
Okay. So that means that we need a little bit of an introduction of who we are in this subcommittee.
Yeah, that might take 5 minutes.
Maybe, yeah. But I will try and do that. Joe, are you gonna be there?
No, I'm not.
Not Richie or
No,
no.
I
Okay.
the timing was weird, so I'm it's
Sorry.
funny. I'm gonna be on tour, and I'm
Oh.
actually gonna be I think I don't remember what date I'm in St. Louis. But I'm gonna be in the area around the same time as WolfCon, but I
That's
will
so
be
fun.
in a van
Yeah.
with a bunch of musical equipment.
So we may be able to catch a ride and see you perform, but
Yeah.
that's awesome. Good to know.
Yeah.
You
Thank
should
yeah,
have
thank
had,
you.
did they reach out to you for the reception to be the musical performers?
I don't think we're to everyone's taste. We might clear the
Now I'm dying to get to the performance. I'll ask you
Super
afterward.
curious right now. What are you doing
Yeah.
in your free time?
I would join you, Boaz.
Yeah,
Here we go. Yeah,
I
let's
play in
go.
a very loud, angular three-piece rock and roll band.
Sounds
I would definitely go
brilliant.
there.
Yeah, let's go, Susan. We'll
Yeah,
hit the road. We'll find you.
I'll put it in the chat as we
Yeah.
get closer,
You
once I
have a
get the
YouTube
flyer.
link or something.
Yeah. There's a bunch of, but yeah, so I will not be have brain space
Okay.
to attend the members
Oh,
meeting.
you can Slack it. You can simply Slack it. We have a
Yeah, I'll
very
Slack it.
close member subgroup channel. So
Yep.
I can imagine that maybe Mike will be there. I mean, he wanted to join us today and he was writing he has an emergency.
Okay.
So maybe we can ask him as well.
Sure.
Yeah.
So are we going to reach out to Mike for being the index data hosting provider?
Yeah,
Or for
Yeah,
example.
I think Mike may be the only person there from
Index.
yeah. So like yeah,
Okay.
Mike will need to present index data, I think.
Okay.
Okay.
And then who is reaching out to Karen on the CC?
If you want
Maybe.
to, I can do the reach outs too.
You are our CC member, so maybe that's a good idea. Okay.
Yeah.
So
You
you'll
all.
reach out to her and Christopher and Mike.
Yeah.
Mike is easy because he's on the channel, but
Yeah.
okay.
Okay. So can
Do we
we?
think it is critical that on this panel there are people sitting that are in the subgroup? Do we need more variety?
I think it's fine. I don't know. Like we have those the people included represent different perspectives. That's what it's important, isn't it?
Yeah.
We can.
I would say let that sink in for a moment.
Yeah.
I'm just beginning feeling weird about it.
Okay. In what way?
That the planning committee shouldn't be on the panel sitting and discussing in a way.
Do you mean to object to library professionals that all just kidding. That's just
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, you're right. Like if we have other people, let's bring them, sure.
I let me think about it. We are nearly on time, so I think we can maybe Joe, you can make a note. Think about the attendees for the. But the idea is correct. I mean, we know. I mean, Christopher from EBSCO is fine.
Yeah.
Maybe we need someone else than me and Kristin.
Yeah.
But and Mike. I mean, it's Kristin, and Mike from this group, and that is maybe.
Yeah, too much representation. I mean, I think what I could do is also just reach out to our, well, I mean, we have CC coming up. So I think what I could do is just add a topic to
We
the agenda
definitely.
and be like, hey guys, who wants to do this? And then kind of provide that structure of like, here's who we're looking for this panel.
Yeah.
Okay, I will do that instead. But I will reach out to Christopher and Mike. Okay, so I'm just making notes.
Maybe we need another week before we bring this to CC. Make it, or do we already think it's good?
I think we're pretty cl I think
That's okay.
timing-wise, the faster that we bring it to
Yeah,
CC,
I
the
think we
better.
better bring it because we're getting
Okay, then go ahead. Please go
Okay.
ahead. Yeah.
Maybe we have a document that we are working on the questions a little bit offline or something.
Okay.
And we can't have too many, so we're close.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I think this piece of our notes is completely fine.
Okay.
We can't have a lot more. I'm a little bit worried. Has anybody who's not in a council checked the accessibility of our folder? You all have access, right? Please check that. Otherwise, we need to go to community council and get our rights back.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never quite, I've always had some issues with access since I haven't been a CC member.
Fair.
So we may need to check the folder level and make sure we're all added to
Yeah,
that.
I can try to do that. I mean, as folio secretary, that's maybe my job.
I don't think that I can even get to the folder level.
Okay, I will check that.
I think Mike, and who knows, Mike has access to lots of things, but he would be again an alum that.
I would simply reach out to Peter Murray. He has access to everything. And we didn't had the time to touch on other more group related things. So
Right.
I think this is then if we clean up a little bit the agenda for the members meeting and then next time concentrate on.
Like if we knew that we're gonna have like 50 people or something like that, like then we can think about like small group kind of work or something, or I know what, you
I
know.
don't think that if we have a panel discussion and are really running this panel discussion, and then we have some time for questions, I think the maximum of one more item is on the agenda is possible in 50 minutes. And if you break out in small groups, you need at least another 45 minutes.
Okay.
Or otherwise, it's really, and a group work hybrid is really a challenge.
I'm
For sure.
wondering how do we vocalize the members' voice in a panel like this? So I really liked the idea of having open questions coming to the panelists. And like, you know, like, 'cause that's the idea, right? We kind of.
And maybe every one of us can go into ourselves and add some open questions here. I mean, that's maybe some kind of homework. Just put it down. Everything I'm not writing down is gone in a second. Okay, so we are on time. I think that what we are, I like our program. It looks interesting. And then we see you us next week.
Good,
Okay,
bright and early on Monday.
have a good rest of the week and see you all.
Yep.
All
Bye,
right, see you.
guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.